بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. We are approaching the last third of Ramadan in its final 10 days, which Allah has blessed with a night of decree, which is better than 1,000 months. Only the deprived neglect it, and only the forsaken turn away from it. Who would neglect a night that, if observed in worship, is better than worshipping for 30,000 nights, approximately 84 years? One might not live to see 80 years. Yet, one may come on the day of resurrection with multiple nights of decree that they observed in worship. This extends one's lifespan in obedience to Allah far beyond the years that they lived on this world. This is the grace from Allah Almighty that people should take their share from, Allah Almighty said. And Allah is a possessor of great bounty. And these are nights of Quran and supplication. So rejuvenate your souls through these nights and devote your hearts and take your shares. For whoever misses out on these nights has missed out on great good. And there are abundant supplications narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that are sufficient over what people invent. His sallallahu alaihi wasallam supplications included asking and seeking refuge. And the believers need to seek refuge from what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought refuge from. Seeking refuge with Allah is turning to Him to overcome a significant matter that only Allah can overcome. Among the matters that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought refuge from are those related to epidemics, illness, and sudden death. And this is suitable for people in all times. From what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought refuge from is what Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to supplicate, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from leukodermia, insanity, leprosy, and bad diseases. And in another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to supplicate, O Allah, I seek refuge with you from incapacity, laziness, miserliness, senility, hard-heartedness, heedlessness, disgrace, poverty, disbelief, shirk, hypocrisy, seeking fame, showing off, and I seek refuge with you from deafness, muteness, insanity, leukodermia, leprosy, and bad diseases. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not seek refuge from all diseases in general, because some do not last long, and if one patiently endures, it is a means of expiating sins and getting rewarded. Indeed, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam sought refuge from chronic ailments. And from what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam sought refuge from is what Abu Yusr reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to supplicate, O Allah, I seek refuge with you from destruction, falling, drowning, burning, senility. And I seek refuge with you from being deluded by the devil at the time of death, from dying in your way as a deserter, and from dying from a sting. And his statement, I seek refuge in you from being overtaken by shaitan at the moment of death. Al-Khatabi, may Allah have mercy upon him, said, it means that shaitan gains control over someone as they are leaving this world, leading them astray, preventing them from repentance, or hindering them from rectifying their affairs and redressing a wrongdoing, or causing them to despair of Allah's mercy, or making them detest death and feel sorrow for leaving the life of this world. Therefore, they are not pleased with what Allah has decreed for them of passing and transitioning to the hereafter, resulting in a bad end, and they meet Allah while Allah is displeased with them. The common aspect among what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought refuge from in this hadith is that they all pertain to sudden death. Sudden death overtakes a person before they have a chance to repent. Thus, it is mentioned in the hadith, sudden death is a regretful taking. The Imam Ibrahim an-Nakhai, may Allah have mercy on him, said, they used to hate a regretful taking. And with sudden death, a person is not prepared for repentance, seeking forgiveness, fulfilling obligations, redressing wrongs, and other such matters, and among what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought refuge from was what was reported by Abdullah bin Umar, may Allah be pleased with them, who said that among the supplications of the Messenger of Allah was, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the disappearance of your blessings, the reversal of well-being from you, the sudden onset of your punishment, and all of your wrath. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought refuge in Allah the Exalted from the disappearance of blessings, because their disappearance after existence is more painful, and this necessitates one being granted the ability to demonstrate gratitude for blessings so that they do not disappear. Allah Almighty said, and remember when your Lord proclaimed, if you are grateful, I will surely increase you in favor, but if you deny, indeed my punishment is severe. And his sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, and the reverse of well-being from you means you have accustomed me to well-being from you, so do not turn it to affliction. The reversal is more severe than disappearance, for the disappearance of a blessing is its vanishing without replacement, and the reversal of well-being is the replacement of health with illness, and wealth with poverty. And the sudden onset of your punishment means the sudden onset of punishment, and this is because if retribution comes suddenly, there is no time to reflect and make amends. Allah's punishment of those who disobey Him, and His wrath may come unexpectedly. Allah the Exalted said, then did the people of the cities feel secure from our punishment coming to them at night while they were asleep? Or did the people of the cities feel secure from our punishment coming to them in the morning while they were at play? Then did they feel secure from the plan of Allah? But no one feels secure from the plan of Allah except the losing people. And all of your wrath means all of the causes of your anger or its effects. The believer should memorize these supplications authenticated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and frequently include them in their supplications. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the best of supplications, and he was given comprehensive and concise speech. And in supplicating with them is emulating the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Almighty said, there has certainly been for you and the Messenger of Allah an excellent pattern for anyone whose hope is in Allah on the last day and who remembers Allah often. O people, be conscious of Allah and obey Him and increase in supplicating to Him, for indeed your Lord is near responsive. He, the Almighty, said in the verses of fasting, and when my servants ask you concerning me, indeed I am near, I respond to the invocation of the supplicant when he calls upon me, so let them respond to me and believe in me that they may be rightly guided. It is inferred from the verse that the supplication of the fasting person and the one praying is more hoped to be answered, for they are engaged in acts of obedience. You are about to welcome the last 10 blessed nights, among which is Laylatul Qadr, during which the Quran was revealed and ordainments are decreed, as Allah Almighty said, indeed we sent it down during a blessed night, indeed we were to warn. Therein is made distinct every precise matter, and Allah the Exalted revealed an entire surah about it, emphasizing its great value and blessings, and the abundance of its rewards and goodness. Allah Almighty said, indeed we sent it down, that is the Quran, during the night of decree. And what can make you know what is the night of decree? The night of decree is better than 1,000 months. The angels and the spirit descend therein by permission of their Lord for every matter. Peace it is until emergence of dawn. Therefore, show Allah the Exalted goodness from yourselves in the coming nights with plenty of prayers, Quranic recitation, supplication, and i'tikaf, religious seclusion, for those who are able, as was reported by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to perform i'tikaf in the last 10 nights of Ramadan until Allah took his soul. Then his wives continued to perform i'tikaf after him. She also said, He used to exert himself in devotion during the last 10 nights to a greater extent than in any other time. So strive and exert yourself. Hope and rejoice, for your Lord is forgiving, merciful, generous, and bountiful. He, the Almighty, grants much for little, and he forgives the grave sin, Allah Almighty said. And Allah is going to give the believers a great reward. What would Allah do from your punishment if you are grateful and believe? And ever is Allah appreciative and knowing. O Allah, accept from us our fasting, prayers, and all of our good deeds. O Allah, enable us to do good deeds and to avoid evil deeds. Indeed, Allah is all-hearing, answering. هذا والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.